Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we finished verses 13 through 16. Today, we will be starting with verses 17 through 21.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today we'll be in James chapter 1, and we'll be looking at verses 17 through 21. I have titled this section, Godliness Through the Word of God. Godliness through the Word of God. You can live a godly life, but it must be according to the Word of God. I hope that you'll have pencil and paper and will take notes. You'll have your Bible open. We use the King James Version here so that we'll be on the same page when we do word studies, and you'll know exactly what we're doing. I want to thank you for listening in. I trust that you'll write us and let us know that you're listening. You don't have to send a financial gift to do that. We do use the financial gifts for this radio ministry, but we don't want you to give us your tithe that belongs to your local church. We want that to go to your church. However, we do want to hear from you. We want to know if this ministry is being a blessing to you. So if you'll just send us a card or a letter, just letting us know that you're listening, we'd appreciate it very much. Now, if you'll take your Bibles and turn to James chapter 1, verses 17 through 21, we read this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The Father of lights is the first mention here in verses 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning, is the word. And so we are to humbly receive this words. In the words of verse 17, we see two basic virtues in the ways of God. First of all, God is generous. He gives to us liberally. Now, if you want to be a liberal, learn to be a liberal giver. God gives to us generously. Secondly, God is faithful and honest in his attitude. He alone is consistent and reliable. Now, these two virtues constitute godliness. It is not godliness in total, but they are principles that the work of godliness is often based upon. When inside our own hearts there's honesty, consistency, and reliability, that is, we are faithful to do what we are supposed to do. Witnessing, praying, church attendance, love of the brethren, studying the Word of God, serving through our local church. The Bible refers to that as temperance, as a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's doing what we're supposed to do. By the way, I recently heard a statistic. I don't know how they came up with it. But they said over 90% of those who claim to name the name of Christ, they claim to be saved, have never went through the plan of salvation with another soul. They've never tried to lead another person to Christ. That is a shame, and that is very intemperate on that part of a Christian. So we don't make excuses for not doing what we're supposed to do. We are being consistent, reliable, and honest when we don't have to make excuses because we're doing what we're supposed to do. When our actions with people are gracious, generous, and charitable after a godly manner, then we're on the road to godliness. What a contrast to sin. Sin is so self-centered. Sin promotes the opposite of life, which is interested in and helpful toward others. When we are oriented first to God, we have love in our hearts because love is of God. God is love. Now notice that he says the Father of lights. God's first recorded words in the Bible are, "Let there be light." He is the Father of light, but he did not create light. For God is light. Light has always been because God has always been. Is it not interesting that on the first day there is light, but it's not until the fourth day that the sun, the moon, and the stars are created? What was that light for the first 3 days? I believe it was his light. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 3, we hear the story of Adam and Eve and their first sin. And after they partook of the fruit of the tree, they then knew they were naked. Until then, they did not know they were naked. Why wouldn't they know they were naked? Well, I believe that they happened to be clothed in light. And once they sinned, that light was removed. And so they were no longer clothed in light. And I believe that when we are robed in robes of righteousness in heaven, I think we'll also be robed in light. And by the way, since he is the Father of lights, we find an importance in the Word of God of two verses that just really stand out to me in this matter of light. First of all is the text verse and the theme verse of the Lamp and Light Ministries. Psalms 119 verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." But there we see the word light, and the word is the light to our path. It's the lamp for our feet. But there's also another verse in Psalms 138 verse 2. There he says, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Now, isn't that amazing? He has magnified his word above his name. Now, we read that it's at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the honor and glory of God the Father. Every knee will bow at that name, and yet he has magnified his word even above his name. That tells us the importance of the Word of God. And that takes you to verse 18 of our text. It says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Now, we are begotten by the word of truth. That is, by the Word of God, the Bible. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, we read, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Now, if the Word of God then is the seed for our salvation, you're not saved without it. Now, whether it is quoted, read, or what have you, the gospel is in the Word of God, and it is by the gospel that we are saved. He begat us. This salvation is called the gift of God in Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This gift comes to us by His will. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. With Him there is no variableness or shadow of turning. He will not go back on His great promise of everlasting life." Hallelujah, forever. He never varies. He's not like a wave of the sea, as those who are caught with every new wind and wave of doctrine that comes along. No, you can depend upon the Word of God. Now notice the words, "cometh down," there in verse 17. Well, my friend, the gift that cometh down from above is Jesus Christ. But that phrase is a present participle, which means it keeps on coming down. Satan never gives gifts because in the end, you pay for them dearly. None of us can afford to receive the fame and the fortune that the devil has to give, because its wages keep on paying, for the wages of sin is death. Now we find in verses 19 through 21, the gifts of God, they're good and perfect, and since they come to us through the Word of God, we need to see our responsibilities. And we need to see our responsibilities in the light of revealed truth, that is, the Word of God. Now, again, we look at verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. If men would govern their tongues, they would do well. They will even do better if they also will govern their passions." We must make the right steps to begin. A Christian needs to do right before the fact, not after the fact. Now, many times it is after the fact before we do right, but oh, it's so much better if we'll do it before the fact. Now, to be slow to speak and slow to wrath, we must first be swift to hear. Be eager to avail yourself of every opportunity to increase your knowledge of the Word of God. That's why I think taking notes of this broadcast is very important. As you know, we go verse by verse through a book of the Bible, and so we give you much that can help you to grow. However, if you take notes but you don't review them later, then you're not going to grow as much as you could. You see, we can give you notes, but it's going to take the Holy Spirit working in your heart through His Word to help you grow as you should. The word wrath is important in this context. It is usually after the mouth has spouted off that wrath comes. And that's why we read, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." My friend, if you're known as a man or a woman of wrath, you cannot have a godly testimony. Wrath is anger as a state of mind. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all. who are in Christ Jesus.